Jack, what are you doing, bud?
I'm making a video.
You're making a video? Of what? Of us? So, before I go on a trip like this, you know, I'm gonna come in here right now and feed the dog. Rhodey! Where's Rhodey? Where's Rhodey? Oh, so don't have to feed the dog. All right, fellas, we gotta eat.
God is great. God is great. Let us thank you for
So this is the show, big rock and roll show. Two big trunks, four little suitcases, and a golf bag. People say, you play golf when you're on the road? No, that's all stage supplies. James, what's that?
I don't know.
Is that Matt's suitcase? It's not going to fit.
Why do you put it on top?
You're right, James. He says you put it on top. That's a good idea.
But we need to like tie it up when we're stepping up there. Why?
Hey, Daddy,
hug.
Come here,
Ducky Duck. Bye, Daddy.
Mm. All right. So where are we going today? I don't know. I haven't looked at my schedule yet. I'm pretty sure it's Louisville. Louisville. So it's 7:48 here. We're supposed to be taking off in 12 minutes. How far is the airport from here?
30.
It takes 30 minutes to get to the airport. So we're going to be a little late. So this is the 101 in Los Angeles. One of the most famous freeways in the country. For being terrible. And this is the kind of thing where I have a checklist in my head. I've done this for so many years that I don't start packing for a trip. And usually my trips are 5 or 6 days. I do 5 or 6 shows in a row. And I usually don't start packing for that until literally the morning of when I'm supposed to be leaving. Even if I have to take off at 5:30 in the morning, I'll get up and just throw things in my suitcase and the dummies, and I have my little checklist in my head. It's a road warrior thing. You guys will meet Marnell and Robin here in a little while. All of us have been on the road forever. And, before it was these tours, for me it was comedy clubs. And it was the same thing. You just learn how to pack, and it's your other home. In a typical year, if there's not a pandemic, it's 10 shows, average of 10 shows a month. And the way we split it up now is 1 week will be 5 shows. And then the next week I skip, and then the next week it's 5 more shows. So that adds up to an average of 10 shows a month. And that's a lot, because to do 5 shows in a row and each one of them is 2 hours plus long, that's pretty taxing on the voice. And it's like this. Get up in the morning, fly there, land. The crew is there. They've been setting up. We carry all our own lights and sound and staging for the arena shows. And they will have already set everything up. And I walk in, say hi, set up the dummies, set up my props on stage, all the things I have with me. An hour and a half later, then they let the audience in right when I'm finished setting up. And it's timed, like, we time it like that. And so if we're 30 minutes late on the plane, like we're going to be today, it's going to make everybody a little bit nervous. But it's literally going to be run from the plane, set up, and they let the audience in, and an hour later, the music starts. So why don't I call Robin right now and see how much fudge time we have, since we are running a little bit late.
Let's see what Robin has to say.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll have to bleep it.
Yeah. Robin Tate is the king of the F-bombs.
Hey, boss.
So how much fudge time did you build in this time?
We don't build in fudge time. I don't know. 10 to 15 minutes here. Yeah,
10 to 15
minutes, maybe.
Okay.
So we have you landing at 4:30. Doors at 6.
We're not even at the airport yet.
You're not even at the airport yet.
No.
to my 10-year normal schedule.
Okay, perfect.
Well, we'll see you when you get here.
So Audrey gets my meals ready. Really nice. She cooks me, makes me healthy meals. And then sometimes she also gives me one of these.
Swamp water.
I'm not quite sure what's in here. There is no way that we could do the schedule or keep the schedule that I keep or do the shows that I do if we didn't do it this way. There's no way we can handle an airline with carrying all the dummies and all the props that I have. This is the only way to keep up the schedule. See, if you ever see this right here, that's the amateur move. On takeoff, it'll be back in the bathroom. I usually have 5 shows, so Wednesday through Sunday. Arrive at wherever the first show is that night. The bus meets me, takes me to the gig. We do that first show. Then we all get on the buses, and the 2 tour buses and the big rigs, and we drive to the next city. Do the next show the next day. And we keep that up for 5 shows. So I'm on the bus every single night. And then that final show is a Sunday at 3 in the afternoon. By 7 in the evening, I'm back on the airplane that's met us in that last city. And then back home to L.A. This particular run is a little different. It's shorter. We only have the 1 show in Louisville tonight. And then I'll jump on the bus. And we will head to Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, where we have my ventriloquist convention. Been going to that every year since 1975. I only skipped 1 year in all those years. Then back to L.A. and the family. So now what I usually do on the plane is, depending on how much new stuff I've added to the show, I pretty much sit down on the computer and try and figure out where new bits or new jokes are going to go. And also try and figure out if there's anything from the last show that I didn't like that I want to cut out. So basically on the plane I'm editing what the show will be tonight. I do that every single day, though. After a show, then the next day I'll sit on the bus, figure out what worked and what didn't, and try to edit it down. And this is pretty much a brand new show from before COVID. I had the 1 special on Comedy Central for 100 people that we shot. That was a lot of all new material. This is probably 70-80% new material even from that. And a brand new character that I've never used before, Earl. And Walter dressed up as Biden is going over swimmingly as well, because everybody for years since Biden was vice president with Obama has said that Walter looks like Biden, and of course he does. Well, now we took advantage of it and we turned Walter into Biden, but it is Walter dressed up as Biden. It's all in good fun. We made Trump fun of Trump too. I think this joke will get a good laugh. I asked Walter Biden, I said, what do you think about the Delta variant? And he says, well, I think it was Chuck Norris's best movie. So, I think that would get a big laugh. What are your thoughts on the Delta variant?
I think it was Chuck Norris's best movie.
So every time that you fly to a show, you're rewriting the show. So every show is somewhat different than the last.
Yeah, pretty much so. And of course the Dear Ahmed questions at the end, that always changes the show up, because you know, people write those questions, they're handed cards as they walk in, they fill them out, they're gathered back up, I get them backstage just before the show starts, and I go through them really quickly. And that's a great way to learn to write jokes, is to be hammered with questions like that under time pressure. And I look forward to that every show. But that's different. But yeah, the show slightly changes. If you come to 1 show one night, then you come back even the next night, but especially maybe a month later, it's really different. And that's how I've built my specials for the last 12 years.
Do most comedians do it that way?
Most comedians do not do it that way. I think most comedians... You work it out. Most guys, I think, work out their new material and new bits in comedy clubs. And then, you know, you're really working the special out and work on it a few months and then do it in the big venue for the special. I'm just constantly touring. You know, the only time we've taken off in 12 years has been during the pandemic. But I hadn't skipped. I had never taken even a month off. I think the only time I took 1 month off in 12 years was when Audrey and I got married. And but I've never gone more than a couple weeks besides that time. It's exhausting, but it's a living.
How much longer are you going to be writing on this? How do you know you're done?
You mean for tonight's show?
Yeah, for tonight's show.
When we land. I always text Audrey right when we take off and right when we land, every time. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Kentucky Air National Guard. We were supposed to have landed at 3:21. We're an hour late. But all that means is less time for dinner, I guess.
Very quick sound check.
A quick sound check. Set the dummies up. All right, let's go do a show. This is a tour bus. It's like a little home here. You know, we got a big screen behind you, Matt, and a larger, a nice screen here. Oh, look at my refrigerator. Yeah, there's some sodas. And this is one bank of beds, but this tour bus was made, you know, for only a couple, three people. This is, you know, for the boys. It's perfect size for them. There's a nice bathroom there and a shower. Beautiful shower there. Then this in here, I had the guys built the desk for me because I sit down and I actually do every once in a while write on a typewriter. It makes me slow down and think a little bit. The writing is sometimes better. This is a workbench. I got my lamp, the pegboard for tools. I sleep over there.
So where are we headed now?
Oh, now we're headed on stage because doors are in half an hour and I got to set up. See, usually they're supposed to put the pink lines on the ground, either pink or purple or bright green.
Green arrows.
Hi, I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you.
I know you got another show, bud.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Uh-oh. Am I all right? Myself? Okay. All right. There's a dead terrorist in there, too.
There's
the green arrow. That's our guy. There's one guy in charge of putting up the green arrows. See, look on the ground. So the bus is that way, the stage is that way, the dressing rooms and production are that way. So we'll go to stage. So basically what you're seeing here is backstage, and this is all our stuff. This is Psycho. Hey, buddy, it has been a few months, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This all looks great. And then they always do this, so I know where to walk to. They do this. It's like points me in the right direction. And see, these guys come in a day early, and all this stuff is set up, and it looks exactly the same for me every time. And so what that means is I don't know where I am until Marnell, just like a rock and roll band, puts the name of the city for me right there. Bubba J, you ready? Oh, yeah, I got my last card. I'm safe. You want to do the sound check?
The sound check, yes.
Okay.
Check.
Nope, doesn't work. Is Monty back there?
Monty, turn on a mic!
Check.
Oh, it works for you. Fine. Hello. Okay, it sounds good.
Yep, sounds great, Monty.
Check.
1-1-1-1-1. Bum-bum-bum. Back to usual. Thanks, man. Perfect.
And that is a sound check, because Monty knows his shit.
All right. Pre-show tape is rolling. So we don't look suspicious. Oh, sounds like a good crowd. Two things you check before you go on stage. Make sure there's nothing sticking out of your nose and your pants are zipped up. The two things I've done, I think, since junior high.
Shows that we done in 17 months. One other one. Why don't you just quit? This is the universe saying, Jeff, you're done. Did you apply for unemployment?
No.
You didn't?
No,
you dumbass. We did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. Why do you think we got all mad when you said we had a show to do? Thanks. Now I don't get a freaking check. to be here. This is great. So happy to be here. And you know what? What? You are no longer 6 feet away. Well, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. 6 feet.
How's your better half?
Well, I can't see it. My beer gut's in the way.
So are you hoping for an investigation into the January 6th riot in the Capitol?
Right. January. See that? Month is now caught somewhere between my long-term memory and my short-term memory. So I actually had no idea what the fuck you're talking about. How old are they now? Four? Five.
Five-year-old twins.
Are you sure they're both yours?
You are so crazy.
What?
You successfully raised 3 girls, just barely had them all out the door, then you married Audrey and started over. You're nuts. That's like slamming your finger in the car door and then saying, hey, let's try that shit again.
Louisville, you guys have been absolutely awesome. Hope you had fun tonight. I did. We'll see you on the next one. Good night.
How was it?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a great show.
Robin gets me my throat coat tea every night after the show.
You're so sweet, Robin. You're so sweet.
Hey, I'm an enabler, you know?
Enabler.
All right, back to the bus.
Let's do it.
Yeah.